10 in the morning, an exceptionally busy Friday show. You know, normally you get to Friday, and I'll be honest with you, I phone it in. I'm barely here on a Friday. I come in, I pretend I'm playing attentive and all that, but man, today I've got no option other than to be on my game, baby. You can follow him on social media at ALADD16, ALADD16. We were very excited to hear yesterday afternoon that Andrew Ladd is back where he belongs with your Chicago Blackhawks. Good morning, Mr. Ladd.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Welcome back.
Thanks. I'm pretty excited to be coming back. So, I can't wait to get started.
Well, I know that this kind of came together pretty quickly, so I don't know. You need a place to stay? I got a garage.
Yeah. I think I got a few buddies there I might be able to shack up with.
All right. Well, call if you need help. You know, as the Hawk station and me, listen, we always have your back. Dave Ennett, say hi to Mr. Ladd.
Mr. Ladd, welcome back to Chicago.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
I'm doing great. There have been a lot of rumors, a lot of speculation in the days leading up to the trade deadline that you were going to go somewhere, it appeared. But what was your thought as far as while the process was unfolding about the chances that it would be Chicago?
I was hopeful, for sure. I think once the process started and I kind of knew that they were looking at trading me, that's the place that I wanted to go if I had my choice. Unfortunately, it wasn't completely in my hands. So, I'm very grateful that, ended up being Chicago and excited to be back in a Hawks uniform.
Have you talked to Q yet since the deal came down?
I have not. No, I talked to Stan last night and then texted with a couple of the guys. But, I'm sure I'll have that conversation with you soon.
I assume you're playing Sunday.
I don't know yet. All I know is practice on Saturday, so I'm looking forward to getting there for that and getting back in uniform.
I got you penciled in the second line, dude, so I suggest you be ready.
First line.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to put too much pressure on him. I got him in the second line unless he's ready to play on the first line.
Yeah, it's, either one's good with me.
Well, this team, obviously, and you've played against them, but this is a much different roster than the one that you left after the 2010 season. But there are still, obviously, the core players, most of them, are still here. As somebody who's faced these Blackhawks, how do you evaluate the current group, and what do you see down the road here, the final part of the season?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, the main core guys are still there from when I was there. And they really set the tone for the entire team and how the team plays. They get a ton of skill, but, play a strong defensive game, which, as you guys know, has allowed them to win those three championships. So, I'm just looking forward to getting there and trying to, get involved with the group and see how I fit in. Hopefully it's an easy transition, but you obviously want to be playing your best hockey down the stretch and be rolling as you go into the playoffs.
Speaking of playing your best hockey, you're the kind of guy that mixes it up on both ends. We've got a great shot. You can certainly score the puck anytime, but we got a lot of guys that can shoot on this team. We got a lot of really talented guys. How do you get quality minutes out of what you do best?
For me, I just play my game. I think I can fit in well with a skilled group as a guy who maybe does some of the dirty work and gets the net and plays a physical game. I'm still pretty good when they get the opportunity to put the puck in the net. So I'm pretty familiar with, what you expect from every guy and what I'm sure he'll expect from me. So I won't try to do anything out of what I normally do. I think that's my game is simple, kind of north-south, and make plays when they're there, and hopefully I fit in well.
I think Andre has the most important question before we let Andrew go.
Andrew, do you speak any Russian?
I do not. No, I don't. I could lie.
I don't know if you heard, but two-thirds of the team now is Russian.
I heard, yeah. Yeah, so, no, there's some pretty talented guys over there. I'm looking forward to seeing what they can do firsthand.
And the thing is, if they want to, you know, needle you or mock you, how are you going to know?
Yeah, it's okay. I'll just keep going about my business, right?
Right.
You know, your new and old teammate, Jonathan Toews, very experienced in social media.
Yeah, he's been on Twitter 3 days now.
Yeah, 3 days, got about 98 million followers.
I saw that. He's like a 12-year-old kid with that thing.
Yeah, well, do you see, he tweeted, this was the last half hour, "Great to have you back in Chicago at ALAD16. It's already got, and this was a little before 9 o'clock, it's already got over 1,000 likes and 400-plus retweets.
Yeah, so there you go.
Really?
Should we, wow. Speaking of Twitter, maybe should we ask you about this troubling photo from 2 years ago, Andrew, the naked guy reading a book?
Yeah, what is
oh,
that
that's
picture?
Brother.
Oh, that's your brother.
That's your brother?
That's my brother.
Your brother said, always, or you tweeted, always nice to get my annual Christmas picture from little laddie. What's your little brother's name?
Josh.
And does Josh always torment you with some sort of naked photo of him?
They actually do.
So the Christmas tradition for the lad brothers.
Yeah, so I got, well, yeah, my birthday, I think it's I think they kind of ran out of things or ideas of what to get me, so, They showed up one Christmas with a big, I don't even know, it must have been a pretty big, almost poster size picture of my two brothers, you know, butt naked and in front of the fireplace with their Christmas hats on. And so when I opened it up, we had a pretty good laugh. So the next Christmas, he decided to send me that one, but they're always good. They're always keeping it light and they're a good time.
I assume this wasn't shown to any other family members?
Well, my mom was there. So, yeah.
Those are my little boys.
Yeah, not so little anymore, but I display that picture proudly in the basement so everyone can see.
Well, listen, I got to tell you, it's a long winter in Canada. What else do you have to do when you're growing up other than to take naked pictures of yourselves and torment your brother? Hey, welcome back, man. We're very excited for you. It's going to be a great stretch run here.
Okay, thanks, guys. Looking forward to it.
Thanks for being on. Thanks. Andrew Ladd, good dude. ALAD16 on social media.